Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. And we're taking our time going through this broadcast. It is so important. We've talked about how our heart is so important because we believe with our heart. The Word is in our heart to produce fruit. Satan's activity is to come to try to take the Word out of our heart. And God is looking upon our heart. Remember, He's going to prove us and find out what is in our heart. He's going to search us. He's going to test us. He's going to find out if we're going to be a God-pleaser or a man-pleaser. We've talked about the fact that evil can be in our heart. And we talked about the effects of having evil in our heart. It's going to hinder you in everything in your Christian walk. It's going to hinder you from seeing promises come to pass. It's going to cause all types of calamities coming in your life. You've got to watch what gets in your heart. You know, one of the scriptures we talked about, just want to bring up again today before we go into the area of talking about qualities of heart that's acceptable to God. James 1:26, the Bible talks about that if you don't bridle your tongue, you'll deceive your own heart. A lot of people don't want to control what they speak. They don't want to watch the words they speak. It is important. If you don't bridle your tongue, it will have effect upon you because the words coming out of your mouth will affect your heart. It's being sown in your heart, even what you say yourself, and it will deceive your own heart. So only speak a good report. Don't speak negatives. Don't be one who complains and gripes and speaks all these things of the circumstances. This is the devil deceiving you so that you will deceive your own heart by speaking negatives. Also, watch your mind. James 4:8, the Bible says, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Very important that we have a pure heart before God. But if you have a double-minded heart, a double-mindedness within you, it will affect your heart negatively. We need to be single-minded upon the Word. Well, today we're going to talk about the qualities in our heart that are going to be acceptable to God, that are going to bring the blessings of the Lord upon us. It is so important that we get these qualities in us and that we are ready to walk in the ways of, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you have a pure heart, that is a heart that has confessed sin, that is a heart that is chosen to walk in God's ways, that is seeking God, that is right before Him, the heart that's just sold out and yielded to the Lord, a heart that is right before Him, they shall see God. You're going to have the revelation of God in your life. So God wants you to be pure in heart. In Matthew 11, verse 29, He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. We need to have a meek and lowliness of heart. One who is meek and lowly is one who is yielded, one who is submissive, one who is teachable, one who has a humble a heart. And what's going to happen? You're going to find rest unto your soul. Otherwise, what's in your heart attitude, will affect your soul. Many people have lots of problems in their soul realm, will, intellect, and emotions. And it's because of the fact that they have a wrong heart attitude. Get a meek and lowliness in heart, and you'll get rest unto your souls. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15, the Bible talks about an honest and good heart. This is a heart that's right before man, and a heart that is right before God. This is one who will hear the word, you'll keep it, and then you'll bring forth fruit with patience. Acts 2:46 talks about having gladness and singleness of heart. God wants you to keep a rejoicing heart. He wants you to have singleness of heart, keeping your eyes on what the Lord wants you to do. You can't be walking with the Lord one minute and then walking in your own ways the next minute. That shows a double heart. Instead, we want to have singleness of heart. And this is the type of quality that's acceptable to the Lord. In Acts chapter 8, verse 37, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, then he would be able to receive the salvation and the baptism that God wanted to give unto this man if you believe with all your heart. And he said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We've got to believe with all of our heart. Believe with our heart, and then we confess with our mouth, and then we see the salvation that comes from the place of getting saved and having eternal life. And it also is the same principle for healing, for deliverance, for protection, for preservation, for prosperity, for the blessings of God to come to pass in your life. In Acts 11, verse 23, the Bible talks about how they had purpose of heart to cleave to the Lord. You need the purpose in your heart. That's your intentions, your motivation, your desires, that you're going to cleave unto the Lord. That is going to be acceptable in God's sight. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 37 talks about those that were steadfast in their heart. If they're steadfast in their heart, then they're going to be doing the right thing. And they'll be able to decree things that are in their heart, steadfast in heart. God wants you to keep a heart that is right. Not one minute right and the next minute not, but steadfast in your heart in everything you do. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the Bible talks about the way we give when we give of our finances. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. What kind of a heart attitude do you have? Have you ever give grudgingly? Do you ever give of necessity because you think you ought to or you have to? No, that's not going to do you any good. You got to give with a heart attitude of a willing heart. God loves a cheerful, hilarious, excited giver who gives with a willing heart, purposing in his heart. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the servants being obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. We're going to obey them in singleness of heart as unto the Lord. Not with eye service, not men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. See, God's looking on your heart. Do you do the will of God from your heart? From the attitude that God has given you on the inside, from His Word within you? We need to have a singleness of heart in everything that we do. Colossians 3:22 talks about singleness of heart in fearing God. If we have the singleness of heart, our eyes on the Lord, we'll have the fear of the Lord, and that's going to bring blessings in our life. We need to have a pure heart. The Bible talks in 2 Timothy 2:22, calling on the Lord out of a pure heart. When you call on the Lord out of a pure heart, then you're going to see His blessings coming to pass in your life. Praise God. Over in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9, it talks about the fact that our heart is to be established with grace. God wants your heart established with the favor of God. God's grace and His favor towards you. Everything we're going to do is going to be in obedience and willing obedience because of the grace of God, His favor toward us, because He's made us righteous. Not our own works and our own ability, but it's because of God's grace. Our heart is to be established with the grace of God in everything that we do. Praise God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says, seeing you've purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see you love one another with a pure heart fervently. If we have a right heart attitude, we're going to love the brethren, and we're going to love them with a pure heart fervently, not just going through the motions. In fact, this says that you purify your soul in obeying the truth. Every one of us want to have a pure soul before God, but it's going to be shown if you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Another thing that's important, Matthew 18:35, that when we forgive a person, we must forgive from our heart. It says that our Heavenly Father would turn us over to the tormentors if from our hearts we forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. God has commanded you to forgive. It is not a suggestion. It is a command, and it is a decision you make, but it must be done from the heart. Your heart needs to be in it. Your soul, your will, your intellect needs to be in it, and you need to make that decision, but it's got to be from your heart in obedience to the Lord that you're going to forgive a person. Otherwise, you'll have unforgiveness, and you'll be turned over to the tormentors. Those are the demons that will cause destruction to come your way. In Acts chapter 15, verse 8, it says, God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us. He put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. See, God knows our heart, and He's going to give us according to what's in our heart. And it said there that he was purifying their heart by faith. When you operate in faith, that actually causes a purifying of your heart. If you're not operating in faith, then you're in sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, and then it affects your heart. Your heart will not be pure. This is why it is so important that you make the decision. You are going to walk by faith. When you walk by faith, that causes a purifying of your heart. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. God will establish your heart unblameable in holiness before him. That's if you have love. We need to increase and abound in love one toward another. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, here's another quality of our heart acceptable to God. It says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Otherwise, you should be ready to give the word of God to every man that would ask you anything of your reason of your hope in God. And this shows that when you have the word in you, you actually sanctify the Lord God in your heart. You need to have the word. If you aren't ready to answer, then you haven't got the word in you, and you haven't sanctified the Lord in your heart. Over in 1 John chapter 3, here in verse 19, the Bible says that we know we're of the truth, and we shall assure our heart before him. If our heart condemn us, God's greater than our heart and knows all things. If our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is important, the fact that our hearts will be assured before him in prayer. And we're going to see that our prayers are going to be answered if we keep his commandments. See, it's important for you to keep the commandments of God. Do the things that are pleasing in his sight. It's going to take effect in your level of confidence toward the Lord and seeing your prayers be answered. That's all the time we have for today. We're going to be talking more on the qualities of a heart acceptable to God in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.